Masechet Zivachim, Perek Yodalid, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Ba'u la Gilgal. Once the Jewish people, Bnei Israel, entered Eretz Israel and they came to Gilgal, they put up the Mishkan. At that spot of Gilgal, the Mishkan that was put up was the same one used in the Midbar, in the desert, and it stayed there for the next 14 years. The first 7 years of those 14, there was conquest of the land, they were battling, they were fighting a war. And the next 7 years, they divided up the land according to each shevet, each tribe. V'hitiru ha-bamot. At that time, the bamot became permitted. Bamot, the individual altars, the mizbechot that they had, are only prohibited when there is a camp for the Jewish people. In the midbar, there was a mahaneh. The Jewish people had a certain location, and only when that type of set spots are designated are the Jewish people not allowed to have bamot. Ah, once they entered Eretz Israel and they began to go to all different spots of the land, the prohibition against having a bama didn't apply anymore at that point in time. Kache kadashim ne'echalim lifnim minakela'im. During this period, kache kadashim were only allowed to be eaten within the curtains that surrounded the courtyard of the Mishkan, so that was still in play for any kache kadashim. But kadashim kalim bekol makom. But kadashim kalim were allowed to be eaten anywhere. Usually kache kalim are only allowed to be eaten within the camp of the Jewish people. But as we stated, there was no more camp of the Jewish people. They were dispersed throughout the land of Israel. So therefore, the idea of eating kadashim kalim became permitted anywhere. Anywhere within Israel, anywhere within Eretz Israel was okay. There was no requirement to eat it in any specific spot.